He must take it as agreement because he nods encouragingly.
Ellis Billington's a big guy, you've got to know that. Big guys tend to pick up parasites. That's nothing new. Trouble is, what Ellis picks up is a different class of bloodsucker. See, you know who his company subcontracts for. This makes him a target for people who don't want just his money. They want a piece of him. So he hires specialist talent to keep them at arm's reach, mostly ex-employees of you-know-who, plus a few freelancers. He taps his chest. The bartender sets two glasses down in front of us. Crystals frost their edges, and they're full of a colorless, slightly oily liquid, along with a slice of lemon.
Come on, back to the table, bring your glass. Let's play around.
But I don't gamble, I begin, and he stops dead.
You'll gamble and like it, son, or Ellis Billington ain't going to make time for you.
Huh? I blink. The brown envelope labeled expenses feels extremely hot and as heavy as a gold brick in my breast pocket. Why?
Could be that he don't approve of limp dick limeys, McMurray mugs. Or could be it's all part of the script. Besides, you'll enjoy it. You know you will. Go on, over to the cashier. Get yourself chipped up.
Moments later, I'm swapping the contents of the envelope for a pile of plastic counters. Black, red, white. 6 months' salary gone to plastic. My mind's spinning like a hamster wheel. This isn't in the script I'm working from, either the gambling or McMurray's stark ultimatum. But it's all running on rails, and there's no way to get off this train without blowing the timetable. So I follow McMurray over to the table, trying to figure out the odds. House cards, nil. That's 4 in 14 of anything I draw. Then it's modular arithmetic down to the wire, the sort of thing I could do in my head if it was in hexadecimal. Alas, playing cards predates hex, and I've just sunk 4 shots of expensive gin, and I'm not sure I can build a lookup table in my head fast enough to be of any use. I sit down. The old toad with the cigar nods at us.
I bought the bank,
he announces.
Place your bets. Opening at 5,000.
The croupier next to him holds up the shoe and 6 sealed packs of cards. 4 elderly vouchers in frocks giggle and hunch at one end of the kidney-shaped table, and 2 guys in DJs and big moustaches sit at the other end. McMurray and I end up in the middle, opposite the old toad. A couple more gamblers take their seats. A woman with skin the color of milk chocolate and the complexion of a supermodel, and a guy in a white suit, open-necked shirt, and more bling than the Bank of England.
Opening at 5,000, repeats the banker.
Without willing my hands to move, I slide a handful of chips forwards. McMurray does likewise. The cards go into the mechanical shuffler in front of us. Then 2 of the vultures squabble for the privilege of cutting them before they end up in the brass and wood shoe. My fingertips and nasal sinuses are itching. I actually want a cigarette, even though I don't smoke. There's a hollow sense of dreadful anticipation in the pit of my stomach as the toad positions the shoe in front of himself and then flicks out cards, face down, 1 towards each of us. Then he repeats the deal. A 2nd card lands in front of me, 1/2 on top of the 1st. I sneak a look at the cards. 6 of hearts, 5 of clubs. Shit. Around me, everyone else is turning their cards. I lay mine down, face up, and watch with numb disbelief as the croupier rakes in my stake.
Next round.
The banker glances round. Again, I can't stop myself, even though there's a cold itch at the base of my spine and my wards are ringing like alarm bells. I slide another 10,000 forwards. This time I twitch and nearly scatter the stack everywhere. McMurray spares me a coldly amused glance. Then the banker holds up the shoe and the card deck and begins to deal. There's something very wrong here, I tell myself. But it's no compulsion or gesh I'm familiar with. There's a pattern to it, something I can't quite put my finger on. Where's Ramona? I can sense nothing but velvety darkness where she ought to be. I'm alone in my own head for the first time in days, and it's not a good feeling. Cards. Queen of Diamonds, 8 of Spades.